page 99. 7. Key strategies. Competencies. Learning to learn. Reading and writing. In some reading and writing exercises, you are given a short text, for example, an email or a letter, with 10 gaps to complete. The missing words are generally prepositions, verbs, pronouns, articles or conjunctions. You have to read the text and complete the gaps with one word. Remember to spell the words correctly. Let's practice. 1. Read the sentences and choose the word you need to fill in the gaps. 0. We went Paris by train. A verb. B preposition. C pronoun. 1. He speak 3 languages, Romanian, French, and English. A conjunction. B possessive adjective. C verb. 2. They went to China on holiday 4 years. A adverb. B adjective. C verb. 3. People use the underground. The roads are very busy. A verb. B conjunction. C pronoun. 4. Paul going to Peru next week. A verb. B preposition. C pronoun. 5. The plane to London takes off at 2:30 p.m. day. A preposition. B verb. C adjective. 2. Now complete the sentences with the correct word. 3. Complete the email. Write one word in each gap. Strategies. Read the text quickly to understand the general idea. Read the sentences that contain the gaps. Pay attention to the words that come before and after the gap. Complete the sentence with one word. Short forms such as it's and hasn't are 2 words. When trying to find the correct answer, think about the kind of word you need: an adjective, an adverb, a preposition, a verb, a pronoun or a conjunction. Hi Sandra. Thanks for your postcard from Ireland. I had a brilliant time at Scout Camp. We went to Pembroke in Wales and stayed on a campsite, the sea. We travelled to Wales coach. It was a very long journey. We stopped and had a picnic lunch after 2 hours. Were other scout groups at the campsite and we made a of new friends. We had sports competitions, too. Day we went for a long walk along the coast and saw some dolphins in the sea. But best day was a boat trip to an island. We saw a lot of sea birds and fish. I loved being in Wales. I didn't want to come home. See you soon. Harry.